Chris Eliza and Philip Bump of the Washington Post asked various political consultants to consult on the politics of Christmas, specifically whether Santa would vote Democrat or Republican. And no surprise, most consultants claim Santa for their own party. Clearly a Republican, said former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, because he actually delivers what he promises. He and the elves believe in hard work, and he helps children without putting them deeper into debt. Other Republicans pointed out that Santa is a straight, white, older male running a rural, non-unionized, faith-based small business, which he built himself, and that he even resorted to immortality to escape the death tax, so obviously Republican. Plus, he's the spitting image of President Rutherford B. Hayes, a Republican. However, Democratic media consultant Paul Begala says Santa is definitely a Democrat because, rather than cater to the wealthiest 1%, he rewards people who work hard and play by the rules. Although, one Democratic operative saw it completely differently, describing Santa as out of shape, obsessed with red, and a boss who required employees to work day and night, and so definitely Republican. And one Republican operative also rejected Santa, arguing that since he works only one day a year, he's not only a Democrat, but very likely a federal employee. And then there was Democratic Representative Steve Israel of New York, who says using reindeer to power a sleigh would qualify Santa as a pro-environmental Democrat, but at the same time, forcing coal on small children would make him a Republican. At which point, Congressman Israel went off to light his menorah. Anyway, some compelling arguments, I think. I wouldn't be surprised if, right after Christmas, you see a certain jolly old elf skulking around New Hampshire.